Coming up on this show.
Actually, during sex with this other guy is when my water broke.
Oh, and
and the night I gave birth to my son, both men showed up at the hospital.
PK's podcast show.
I am the prize kitty.
Perfect.
Just a dab.
Thursday, how are you? PK here. Still nobody crossed from me today.
Yeah, it's empty. It's kind of weird.
She was doing well last night. She sounded good when she jumped in the podcast.
Yeah.
And then this morning, man.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're talking about Denise, you know. You'll probably still hear us in the bedroom. What was it that she said she had? It's not food poisoning. It's gastro something.
GI something.
That's Derine. Hello, sir.
Hello there.
Oh, my God. The longest joke I've ever pulled on Derine. It took over a month, and it's regarding his cell phone. It's a follow-up to last week's Throwback Thursday audio. This clip is money. I got a couple of really funny clips to revisit today.
Oh, great.
So excited. We're going to get to your comments. We're going to maybe play Matt's shoe. We're trying to get a hold of Megan, right?
Yes, Megan.
By the way, you want to play any of our games? Join us online at pkndk.com/games. But let's get to your first comments right now, because the people must be heard.
Hey, guys. It's Dre from Salt Lake.
Dre, buddy. How you been, man? I haven't heard from you in a minute.
Yeah, it's always good to hear from Dre.
You know, there's a few people that I was kind of concerned about, so I'm glad that we got an instant voice note from Dre. The other one is the Whisperer.
The Whisperer.
The lady that always whispers.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while since
the last time that we started whispering.
Yeah.
She hasn't left another instant voice note.
Oh, man.
I figured who better to call in and chime in about the fundamentalists. I'm going to speak from my experience, the things that I've seen firsthand and went through. It's 100% true. It is like a cult. In my neighborhood, specifically in Glendale, back in the 80s and 90s, they had this fortress, and they have a few of these houses in the neighborhood where they're all connected. There's like five different houses, and they're all connected.
Hold on, I got to pause that. How cool would that be? You got all your buddies, same neighborhood, connected homes?
When I say connected, they're literally built together. And they have big fences, like 12-foot fences, so you can't see over them. They're super thick. They're never wood. They're always brick. Almost like masonry. Like, is that the word, masonry?
New rule. Never ask us if that's the word.
Yeah.
Especially when Denise isn't here.
Yeah, they both sound great.
Remember how long it took us to get to tortellini a couple shows back?
Yeah.
Masonry, whatever it's called. It's really sad, though, because the kids in my neighborhood that were a part of the fundamentalists, and me being a person of color, it was difficult because they looked at us like we were like foreign objects. Like, it was super weird and uncomfortable. You know, that documentary now in 2022, they're not as culty. So when you see them at, like, for us, it's called Smith's out here. For y'all, it's probably called Kroger. You'll see them walk through and they look like they have like attire like the Amish or something. Really elegant dresses. Their hair is always done in like uniform braids. It's crazy. I would encourage you to stay away from them just because they do have the mentality of everybody's against them. You'll never see, to my knowledge, somebody sit down with them on like a podcast, maybe like a former fundamentalist. And maybe that's something I could try to get you guys. Maybe I'll try to find you a former fundamentalist to interview on the podcast.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
But nah, man, I hope Denise is feeling better. Keep doing what you're doing. As many times as I call in and I check in on you guys, I just appreciate what you guys continue to do for us. You're always inspiring me and my content and what I put out. I appreciate all the hard work you put in. Just keep going, guys. Love y'all. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Bye.
I never do that, but I guess I'll do it this time. Peace.
I appreciate that, man. Never too hard for a bye. Three things. One, what are you doing, bro? Is there, do you have a podcast? Is there something that we can tell people about? Please let me know. We'll get that out there. Second thing, he said that they're always dressed up when he sees them at the grocery store, these fundamentalists.
Yeah.
Could you imagine like if they ever ran into me? Bro, I'll go to Kroger looking like trash.
Yeah, they'll probably look down on you.
I got sliders with socks on. I haven't bathed in like 3 days because why do I need to? I'm just, coming into this room, my jammy shirt, like workout shorts. They run into me. They're having a heart attack.
Like, what is that over there? What's that thing?
Third thing is if you ever come across somebody that used to be in and is out now and they're willing to, they can stay anonymous as well, but they're willing to come on and talk about what it was like. all kidding aside, would love to do that.
Dude, that'd be awesome. So many questions I have.
And the fourth thing, if you take away all the creepy stuff, like, how awesome would that life be? You know, you're living with your buddies. Houses are connected. You don't even have to, you know, walk outside if it's raining. I can just come over by walking down a long hallway.
Bro,
privacy with a big fence.
If you need to move houses, you got all your friends to help you move, too. Everybody's so involved with each other.
Well, that would ruin the whole thing. What I like is the fact that the houses are connected. Why would I want to move? Unless there's like a bigger connected house.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can always grow, man. They have their own businesses and everything, so we'll make money.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how do they make money? How do they survive?
They have their own businesses, like little cafes, ice cream shops.
Can strangers go into these cafes?
Yeah, they'll serve strangers and everything.
Oh, so we're cool to go into the cafes, but not drive down their block.
I don't think, nope.
Do they have a list of places strangers are welcome?
Dude, I don't know.
Dude, Dre, if you can find us somebody, absolutely, we'll take you up on that. More of your first comments, because the people must be heard.
Hi, DK and PK and Ryan. For your random question of the day, I actually lived across from a serial killer. Mm. I did not know it. I'm not going to say where I was living at the time, because hard times. But there was one night where it was like 8 p.m. or probably later. About 15 cop cars quietly rolled in, no lights, no sirens, nothing. And I thought that was weird. I was like, okay, what's going on? So it was 15 cop cars, 3 ambulances, 2 fire trucks, the fire chief, and then there's other officials, but I can't remember who they were. I'm just watching because it's a building across from me, and I see they start evacuating people, and this went on until about 2 or 3 in the morning. There was a cop and I was friends with, so I asked him, I said, hey, do you know what had happened on this night? And I explained the situation. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, I was there, actually. He said there was a serial killer that we had got tipped off that was living there, and he barricaded himself in the bathroom, and by the time they had gotten into the apartment, he had shot himself in the bathroom, and he killed himself.
Ooh,
oh my but, God. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Bye.
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 I didn't think we were getting Ivan an instant voice note regarding have you ever lived next to a serial killer. It's crazy what we throw out there and some of the answers that we get back. So always love hearing from you. If you ever have a comment, maybe you'd like to say what's up. Maybe you have you know, an answer to one of our random questions of the day. To leave us an Ivan, go online, pkndk.com, and click on the Ivan button. They'll come right to us. You know how we say this every single show?
Yeah.
I still get hit up with people. How do I leave an Ivan? I don't think I know how.
Every episode.
Every single one.
Yeah.
Do you listen to the podcast? Brah. By the way, I'll ask you what today's random question is in just a sec. Here is Lisa commenting on, because yesterday, Denise had the ultimate square bear move.
She's a square bear.
Fireball at the stadium.
Yeah.
Try to pour it out. And I came up and just chucked it. All the security people were looking at me like, yeah, that's what
props, yeah.
Yeah. One of the security ladies was trying to, you know, she was held out her cup.
I love that, yeah.
One of the other guys lectured me for not having chew shots. And the third person, what the hell did the third person do? I'm having a brain fart right now.
We just talked about it yesterday.
I don't know. He did something, but he approved as well. So, like, the cluster of security people completely approved of me drinking right in front of them. They just didn't want us to bring the alcohol into Minute Maid.
One, never waste alcohol. That's alcohol abuse. Rude. And two, I used to work security at the stadium here in Georgia, but it's been many, many years since I did it. As far as alcohol goes, the people doing security, they don't give a they don't care. At least I know we didn't care. We weren't taught to care or anything like that. We just weren't allowed to let you in the event or any events that we did security with alcohol because we sold alcohol. So the fact that she was going to throw it away, that's absolutely hilarious to me. I had a lady that tried to bring in some bottles, mini bottles of alcohol. And I was like, ma'am, you can't bring those in here. You either have to drink them right here or take them back to your car, but I can't let you in. Well, this lady proceeds to leave the line, which, mind you, had hundreds of people in it. Comes back a couple hours later, comes back to my same line. In a completely different outfit and with people and tries to come back in with the same alcohol. I'm like, ma'am, come on now. Eventually, she drank it. But moral of the story, don't throw away alcohol. Bye.
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 Nice, strong, long bye there. Appreciate that. Yeah, you don't throw away alcohol. And usually Denise is on that, you know? Like, sometimes I'll leave a drink at a table, and she'll just stare at me. Like, I just said, we're going to dine and dash or something. I mean, like, evil eyes, just shocked. And you're not going to leave that, are you? Yeah. That's why I was kind of surprised she was about to throw that out. I think just because everybody was looking at her.
And it said security on the jacket's probably
in that moment of time. She's like, okay, I'm just going to toss it away.
Yeah, have mercy.
Hey, guys, Mysterious Dave here. And Ilya, just to clear things up, confirm that I am not Joe Biden. Also, PK, the word you were looking for is echelon. I don't know what other word you made up, but that is not correct. And finally, to Paul Mann, thanks. I really appreciate the timeout, hashtag free day. Bye.
Bye. Mysterious Dave there, one of our biggest supporters who got banned from a live show. The poll man banned him. Put him in timeout.
That was awesome. But I love that how the chat responded. Free Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And we're looking at the poll man, and we're like, what are you doing? And he was like, oh, I just wanted to test the feature out, man. Out of everybody. It was like 100 people.
Yeah.
That's the person that you decide to test the ban feature on? Way to go, the poll man, everybody. Which, by the way, started an Instagram account. Mr. Poll Man. What the hell? He's got already 9 followers.
Yeah.
He hasn't even posted anything. Actually, I do appreciate, like, I think the first legit post that he put up is, look at me, I am the poll man now.
Beautiful.
Yeah, no polls yet. And I don't, you know, here's what I want to do is, because I didn't realize that he actually started an Instagram account until he sent it to me. And I'm like, what the hell? It's Mr. Poll Man. And what I never want to do is tell him what to do a poll about. So I'm going to let the poll man do what the poll man does to start polls about whatever. It could be about things that we talked about. It could be things that he just wants to ask you. Zero control over the polls the poll man posts. At Mr. Pollman, and the Mr. is spelled out. Your one random question today, every day, we like to ask you something, and today is, what did you learn the hard way?
Credit.
Oh, yeah, that's the ultimate one.
I was like 20 years old. I didn't know I had great credit, and I got approved for like, I don't know, like amount of money at Circuit City. I think that's what it was. You remember Circuit City?
The big plug.
Yeah, the big plug.
The big plug.
I had a friend that works there. He ran my credit. So, bro, you got approved. Yeah, he's like, you get it. Like, most like millionaires don't get approved. I'm like, really?
Most millionaires don't get approved, but you did?
Yeah.
That should have been a red flag right there.
So I was like, okay. So I like bought my first digital camera, threw it all on the Circuit City card.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know about payments. I had to be on time. I learned that the hard way. And then I got served papers. And then
you got served?
Yeah. And then
they
docked my paycheck.
Oh, they docked your paycheck?
It went far as to that, yeah.
Oh, my. That's like borderline not paying your job support. They went after the check.
I remember they came to my parents' house and some guy asked for me. I was like, yeah. And I opened up the door and some dude I didn't recognize. Are you Darian? I'm like, yep.
Were you excited at the time? You're like, oh, I just won something.
Yeah, something like that.
Here's a giant check, sir.
I was like, all right, cool. It looked like he was going to present something cool to me. I'm like, yeah, I'm him.
I'm served.
Yeah, and then I'm like, what the hell does that mean? I got served. I didn't know what that meant. And then my cousin had to tell me. It's like, oh, yeah, you got served and you got to go to court or something like that.
Was your parents there? Were they like, what the hell?
Yeah, but my dad, he's the one that answered the door and then he kind of just left. And so he didn't know what was going on. And I just kind of like looked at the papers and I saw like, it looked like a court thing.
How old were you at the time?
Like 19, 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you have a couple of stories to where your dad does this, you know, something serious is going down and he just walks away.
Yeah.
He's never there to be like, what did you do?
That was the other one when I thought I won the Kirby vacuum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you schedule a whole like demonstration or whatever?
Yeah.
And it was a sales guy trying to sell you like a $2,000 vacuum.
They said, I got a free gift. When can we come over and bring it to you? I told them, hey, come tomorrow. They did. My dad answered the door. Darian, your friends are here. Open it. It's the Kirby guy with the big Kirby vacuum. I'm like, awesome. And I'm sitting there like, dude, I can't believe I won this. And he's all showing me it. And it's like, it's worth $3,000. Like, whole crap. You know, they asked me too. It's like, so how would you like to pay for this? I'm like, well, I thought I won this. And then they said, no, you want a free demo. I'm like, what? Okay, you guys got to go.
Were they mad when you said that? Were they mad? Because I got to imagine that they get that all the time, but only you'd be so clueless not to know.
Yeah.
You know, like, who actually invites him in,
sits
through the presentation? At that point, they have to have thought to themselves that they got you.
It was like an hour long.
Yeah, that's
but
what I'm saying.
Every time they did it, I got more excited. Like, dude, it could do that.
Wow.
You could suck up wet paint.
Holy crap.
Oh, my gosh, let's go.
Quarters between the cushions and the couch.
Gosh, dude, yeah. And then next thing you know, how would you like to pay this?
That's a random question for you today, and you can leave us an instant voice note. You can slide into our DMs on Insta at PK and DK. Heck, you can send us an email if you want. It's hello@pkanddk.com. But what's something that you had to learn the hard way? Whether it was credit. I did the same thing with credit, but yeah. It was the phone. When cell phones first came out,
okay,
I had plan. That flip phone. It was kind of like a brick flip phone.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I was the coolest kid around for about a week.
Oh, probably like the Razor, maybe?
No. This was the thick. This was thick. It unfolded like the Razor, but it also had like a brick behind the Razor.
Gotcha.
It was like
a huge battery and everything.
Yeah, like a light brown. I don't even know how to describe it. It had the pop-out antenna, little rubber antenna.
Dang, yeah.
Oh, man, I was so cool for about like the... I don't want to say week. I think it was like a month I was like real cool until the bills started coming in and then they turned the service off, but I still had the phone. I just play with the phone.
Just kind of ignore the bill.
Yeah. Couldn't make calls, but you know, you could still make sounds with a keypad, little rubber keys. Oh, yeah. So it could be something like credit. It could be something at a job. It could be, I mean, anything. It could be an injury. You had to learn the hard way not to touch the circular saw. What happened? What did you have to learn the hard way?
DK reading all your DMs. DK reading all your DMs. DK reading. DK.
I got one of the sweetest notes that came in from Roberto. Goes, longtime listener since the Playhouse days. I'm not the most wealthy person, but before you guys call it quits ever, DM me. I will donate whatever I can, even from my savings.
Oh,
I love you guys. I know you guys deserve everything you reach for. I thought that was such a...
Thank you, yeah.
Such a sweet message from, again, Roberto. Anna writes in, it's been a few weeks or even months back, but did I miss the dishwasher hack video? Did we post that?
I thought we did.
I thought we did, yeah. I'm going to see if I can dig it up. Maybe I'll put it online, pkndk.com.
Oh, that was an epic fail, too.
Which one? Was it the filter or what was it?
Ooh, I don't know if she's talking about the filter one or the hack I had where you could lower the top rack to make more room for the...
And it didn't lower it for us, or what was it? You broke it, or...
Yeah, I was messing around with it. I broke it, and then it wouldn't shut.
And it's still broken, by the way. There's some piece missing. If I pull it out too hard now, the whole rack comes out.
Oh, I don't know who did that. Uh-huh.
And you got one that Denise is in the bedroom right now. Still, she doesn't know how not to work, right?
Oh, yeah,
so
true.
So she'll be in there, like, vomiting with the laptop on her... blankie.
Ew.
Vomit bowl next to it and still like replying to DMs and sending them. As we speak, she's sending us DMs.
She's making sure we're on track.
What'd she send you?
This is from Terry, and Terry writes in, I went to Chicago this weekend for some NKOTB shows and I took some stickers.
New Kids on the Block, bro.
Is that what it meant? Is that what it means?
Yes.
Oh, how'd you even know that? That's crazy.
I'm pretty sure that's common knowledge, but all right.
Okay. Well, on the way back, the guy next to me on the plane was calling his family before takeoff, and he ended his convo with, bye. So I asked him if he listened to the podcast. He said he hasn't heard of it, but I had one sticker left in my purse, so I gave it to him, and he put it in his wallet.
Oh.
He promised to listen, so if you guys get an Ivan from a guy who says some crazy New Kids on the Block, that does make sense, fan told him to listen.
That's awesome. What a, you know, what a move to give him a sticker. Thank you, Terry. Cool. Thank you so much. I just got a note from Denise saying we never posted the dishwasher hack video.
Oh.
Or we didn't do the dishwasher hack video. Well, I know we did it, right?
Yeah, we...
Unless there's a different one that we're thinking of. We're going to have to put this on pause until Denise is back in the room, or I'll just have updates about the dishwasher hack video every, like, 5 minutes. Speaking of Terry, she gave me the idea to make these kindness cards, and I made 2,000. But I had misspelled the word received. We got the new ones in.
Oh, nice.
Just came in, which the 2.0 cards I actually like better because on the back I put some suggested things that you can do with them. And if you're new to our show, our random acts of kindness cards are meant to just do some good. You can leave them anywhere, and they also have like a little QR code and an email address. So let's say you buy somebody a cup of coffee or you pay for somebody's tab.
Yeah.
You can leave this card with it, and then they can pass the card and do some good to somebody else. But then they can also write in about their experience and
nice.
What you did.
Can I see it?
If you see something else misspelled, don't tell me.
Oh, okay, I won't. Dude, this is legit. I love the kindest suggestions.
Yeah, I know, but look at number 9. It's been bugging me.
Number 9, pay for a person behind you. Oh, the whole thing's off.
Yeah.
The whole spacing's off.
It.
It's like the Leaning Tower of Plaza Pizza.
I don't know why I did that. Now I gotta...
Yeah, now I can't unsee it.
I know. Why did I even bring it up?
Oh, no.
We're gonna have to make another 2,000.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's ruined.
Can we hand these out now or
nah? Nah, I mean, it's
I can't
small.
Stop looking at it.
I can't stop looking at it now.
Oh, man.
But the front's good. The front's legit.
I'm going to take a picture of these because you got to see them. They're awesome. And I'm going to have some to give away for our meetups. First meetup is coming up in just about just a little over a week. July 1st, we're going to be at Hubbard Inn. So everybody on the West Coast, in the Oregon area, if you're in Portland, if you're, I don't know. I wonder what's going to be the farthest if somebody travels to come hang out. You think it's going to be Cali?
If they do make that drive, I hope they're not disappointed.
I know. That's what I always worry about, too. I'm like, man, you know, this is just a casual meetup as well.
Yeah.
So no mystery boxes and stuff. It's just like us actually getting a chance to meet some of y'all. Because we've been talking to y'all, especially out on the West Coast. We've been talking to y'all for like years. I mean, you're part of our lives. Like 15 years ago, we're talking to you. I wonder if this lady is going to show up. This is the first of a few throwback quick clips I have for you today. And this is a confession. And what makes this really awesome is, you know, you got to put it in perspective. When you're listening to people do confessions now or War of the Roses, you know, we've already established that all those people are fake.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. We were listening to a local morning show here, and it was the War of Roses kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And I was with my son, Bryson. And I was just kind of like watching him, you know, listening to it. And I was like, what do you think about it? And he goes, it sounds fake. I was like,
it is.
Yeah, dude, my 12-year-old son can decipher and see through the fakeness.
Have your 12-year-old listen to this, and then you tell me if he thinks it's fake.
All right.
All right. Well, first of all, it's not only women that have really bad hormones when we're pregnant. I was actually pregnant, and I actually cheated on my husband. Because of the fact that when I was about 4 months pregnant and I started the show, he did not want to have sex because he thought...
You can't curse. All right. So he didn't want to have sex because he was worried about the baby. And then...
That makes sense. It does.
Don't want... No, doctors say that you can't hurt the baby.
I don't believe that.
So... Let me pause it. For the new listeners, that guy is Ivan. Then everybody knows Tony now because Tony's part of this show. And then the other voices are obviously myself. I think you say something. And Denise is part of this as well.
Oh, wow.
So,
so anyways, I went and cheated on my husband and found somebody else who would actually have sex. And the night, actually during sex with this other guy is when my water broke.
Oh, and, hell! You're kidding!
God, what?
And the night I gave birth to my son, both men showed up at the hospital. And my husband thought all along that it was one of my brother's cousins, because my brother has a different dad than I do. So it was one of my brother's cousins, and I continued to sleep with him for about 3 months after my son was born. And then I had to confess to my husband exactly what was going on.
So hold up. Go back to the night when the water broke. Did the guy think that your water broke, or did he think you were just very excited?
No, actually, he's the one that told me. I had no clue, because they say when your water breaks, you feel a big gush and everything.
Yeah.
I had no clue. And he said,
oh, because that's my girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And he said, oh,
so
I think
good.
Keep going. He says, no, your water
breaks. Keep talking dirty to me.
But did you,
how did he convince you that it was the water that was broke?
Because of the fact that when I got up, it just gushed out, and I said, you know what, you were all right, my water did break.
You're right.
I'm not where I'm supposed to be, so how do I explain this one to my husband?
No, you know what, you're right. Can you drive me to hospital?
Yeah, I did. I actually had to wait, because right after your water breaks, you have the worst contractions, and I had to wait a few minutes after, and, you know, to pick everything up, clean everything up. And I had to tell my husband that I was over at a friend's house, and I had to go over to her house and wake her up and tell her to lie for me.
And where did you find this other guy again?
Actually, he was a really good high school friend of mine.
So you just called him up one day and were like, hey, I need somebody to pound?
No, actually, I probably can't say where I work. He's one of my customers.
Oh,
and we started hanging out again because his girlfriend and my little sister are really good friends.
They were both in the hospital. What happened at the hospital? So you're in the room, you're, you know, giving birth. Were they arguing? I mean, what happened there?
No, because he knew all along I was lying to my husband. Like I said, my husband thought he was part of my brother's family. So it was just my husband and I in there when I was giving birth. And afterwards, everybody, you know, came in, looked at the baby. And he actually asked if my husband was staying the night with me because my husband works graveyard. And I had my baby at 10 o'clock at night. And I said, I don't know. And he says, well, if he doesn't, I'll stay here with you.
Oh,
and we have the nurses totally
gentleman.
Confused on who was the daddy. And
Drew Tiller Kager would like to know when we started broadcasting to Kentucky.
Wait, you had a question too. What was yours?
To ask her who she's still with.
I I'm still with my husband.
You cut off the other guy?
Yes, yes. We actually moved away. I confessed everything, what was going on. He was a little livid at first, which I could totally understand. And
you did me a favor. Actually,
yeah, yeah. No one's perfect.
Yeah, we actually separated for a few months, which is totally understandable. I know I was in the wrong. But, you know, different women have different hormones, and I just wanted it all the time when I was pregnant. I mean, I'd come home on my breaks, on my lunch, to get some sex, but he, I don't know if he just couldn't keep up or if it was his little hitting the baby's head excuse, but...
How often were you getting it busy with the other guy? How often was that happening?
3 times a day, sometimes.
Whoa! Yeah.
Were there other guys you were sleeping with, too, or just his one customer?
No. Just absolutely.
She's not trashy, Tony.
Not bad.
3 times a day. What about before you got pregnant, how often did you?
Well, my husband, we would work different shifts, so it'd be like maybe 4 times a week.
Okay, so you were like a normal sex drive until you got pregnant, and then you wanted it all the time. What about after the baby? Is it back to normal now?
No, I did not want to be touched after I had my son.
Oh, really?
I did not want to be, because I nursed and everything, I did not want to be touched. And then I think it would go to, it was like once every other day. But like I said, up until 3 months, I was cheating. Not 3 months, I had to confess everything. I just had an emotional breakdown. I just confessed everything.
How crazy is that, huh?
Dude, that is.
Yo, they're still together.
Dude,
that's... No way in hell. Would I still be in that situation? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's just too much. That's way too much.
Just banging some dude 3 times a day?
While carrying your baby?
While the guy's working overnight shift or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
What?
And shows up at the hospital to see the delivery too as well?
Oh, hell nah. So do you think she's going to show up at our meetup?
I hope
July
so.
1st. Come on. Hubbard in. It's going to be a blast. Going to be a blast. The other meetup, and I got some more throwback quick clips, but let me tell you before I forget again, the other meetup that I'll have the kindness. See, we've got to balance out the show. With the kindness that we do, then there's calls like that, you
yes.
know? So now back to the kindness. We'll have those cards, of course, September 2nd for you at Vinyl in Atlanta. So I hope you can come out and hang out with us. All right, I've got one more throwback quick clip, one of my favorites, and then we're going to get into a follow-up from last week, vegetarians on the carnivore beach.
Yep.
And I said about your cell phone and the longest joke I've ever played on somebody.
It was horrible.
This thing went on for over a month. So I'll give you the details next. But first, I found this clip of Scooter downtown Portland. We would send him out just to talk to people.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the white van to come.
What's the white van do? Is it code for coke?
No.
So this guy in the white van gives you cocaine?
No. It's...
They sell the cocaine. Is that what they do? They sell the cocaine?
Like that.
Do they trade out? Do you give them sex for cocaine?
No. I'm not a cold-blooded murderer, neither.
You don't deny the fact that you're a drug dealer, though.
Why don't you forget about the drugs?
Are you...
Why don't you forget about killing people?
But I didn't kill anybody.
And you got it up there in your crazy brain.
Really?
You got your mind on it. You got your mind on and drug dealers and like this. You can't be thinking like that. I mean... You're nuts crazy for thinking like that.
Oh, that's my favorite clip of all time. You're nuts crazy for thinking like that.
With your crazy brain.
You're nuts crazy for thinking like that.
Stuff you can't buy. Intelligence.
Who colonized Brazil?
What does that have to do with South Africa?
It's in South Africa.
Brazil?
No, it's not.
Brazil's in South Africa?
Let me go get his test review. Hold on.
And a night laughing with us. Well... Didn't think that through. I guess you can buy that because you can get a ticket, which gets you in the door, so... Huh.
The PK and DK Show, Friday, September 2nd at Vinyl.
Tickets now on sale at Ticketmaster
or PKanddk.com.
Buy your tickets.
Oh, God, you know what I want you to do?
What?
I want you to grab some milk and pour it all over your body.
Lick it off.
I want some cold milk all over my balls. Hello? Hello? No!
The preceding silence was the result of a dropped call. The consequences, however, tragic. Switch to the network with the fewest dropped calls.
All right, here we are. I'm excited that I found this. I didn't know if I was going to be able to. And when I tell people the story, they probably think it's, you know, it's made up.
Oh, set up, yeah.
But I'm telling you, it wasn't.
100% real and 100% annoying.
Now, in order to do this justice, you have to go back. You got to listen to last Thursday's show when we laid out the story of your arrest, vegetarians on the carnivore beach. All right? I'll pick up the story from us getting back into civilization. So you got out of the drunk tank?
Yes.
We were driving. Actually, it was during the drive back that you realized you don't have your phone. right? So we call the hotel. They didn't have your phone. It's just, it's gone. And you can't afford another phone, so you're really bummed during that ride. I do remember that. So we get back into town, and I think it was Monday or Tuesday, the hotel called me, and they were like, hey, we found the phone. So I said, oh, good. Do me a favor. And they called me and not you because, one, you don't have a phone.
Right.
But also, the room was under my name. So when they called me, I said, great, send me the phone. I get the phone within that week, right? Instead of coming to work and giving you the phone, I decided, wouldn't it be funny if we posted it on Craigslist? But we had the screen lit so you could tell. What was it? Was it your dog?
I think it was Schnoodle on there.
That's what it was.
And he's very recognizable.
Yeah.
So,
and you took that picture.
Yeah, I took it and I put it on my lock screen.
So in the beginning, I didn't think this was going to last more than a couple days, right? I'm like, we're going to put this on Craigslist just to get his reaction of, oh my God, this is my phone, but somebody else is claiming it's their phone and they're selling it. Like, how aggravated would you be, you know? And I wish I had some of those on-air breaks when we told you, and I don't, you know?
Yeah.
But what I do have is what happened next. And that's you calling the number that was in the Craigslist ad.
Oh, gosh. I wish you still had the Craigslist ad, too.
Why? What do you remember?
I just remember it was a long paragraph saying, it's a great phone. This is my phone. Blah, blah, blah. And then it's just my phone. And I think it had, like, my cover on there. And then it's my dog, Schnoodle, on there. I'm like, how is this guy claiming to be his phone when it's clearly my phone?
We worked hard on whatever the sales pitch was for this phone, but to kind of put in there that it is his phone, where he got it, how long he's had it. I think he even said a few sentences about the dog that he took a picture of, which is clearly your dog.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are, but I just saw on Craigslist that you have my phone. I know you found this phone and right now you're going to sell it. I am the owner of that phone, and I think it's f***ed up that you're doing this. I have your phone number. I work in radio. I have friends that work in the phone business that can find who you are and locate you. If you do not call me back, I will go to authority. We already talked about this on air nationwide. I know you're going to get calls about this, but I am the owner. I will call authority. If you do not call me back, my number is 503. Give me my phone or I will go to the cops.
So I think it was maybe like a week later, still no contact. This is message number two.
Hey there. This is the owner of the cell phone that you're trying to sell. I just want to tell you that, yes, I know it's my cell phone. I can prove it. I could go to the cops. This could get worse. But I'm willing to give you $100 if you could just give it back to me. I got that cell phone for my birthday. I really would like it back. I'm willing to pay you $100. If not, yes, I will go to the cops. And yes, I do have friends that work in every cell phone company, Verizon, T-Mobile, and I do have your cell phone number and could track you down and trace you. But I don't want to, and I'm willing to give you $100. Just give it up right now. Call me back. All right? All right. Thank you. Bye.
We're like 2 weeks later now, right? And he's just, every day he'd come to work and just be just angry, just mad, always bring up that Craigslist ad, you know, to see if somebody else bought it. He was just fuming, right? So at that point, I decided I got to find somebody to be the dude that set up the Craigslist ad. You know, the seller of the phone. I got to find somebody. And I have one of my good friends was this guy and still is named Lucas. Now, what's great about this is back in those days, you really would get ratings just for name recognition. So I would play this clip 20, 30 times per show.
You're listening to the Playhouse, baby!
And that's the guy that I decided to use just to see if you would pick up on things. Here's the first call, the third week of you, no phone, finally make contact.
Who is this?
Who's this?
I don't really actually feel comfortable telling you my name. You've been making some pretty big accusations about me. I don't have your phone, dude.
Are you the one that's selling the cell phone on Craigslist?
Dude, the ad on Craigslist is my phone. That's my phone. It belongs to me.
That is not your phone.
That's my phone, dude. I bought it. You work in some radio show or something like that, and you went on the air, and you threatened me on the air?
Something like that.
That's a lawsuit. I was getting calls from my friends saying that you went on a radio station bashing me.
Would you like to talk about this lawsuit face-to-face?
Yeah, actually, I would.
Then
I would like to talk about this lawsuit face to face. I mean, you sound like a thug. You're not going to get this phone. This is my phone. In fact, I'm going to take the ad off of Craigslist today. You're never going to get this phone. It's mine.
I have your phone number, and I'm a click away of getting your information.
Dude, this is my phone. It is a phone. I looked it up. I'm one click away of getting your information and locating where you are.
You're not going to find this phone. The only way I'm going to meet with you or see you face to face is with police officers there, because I feel like my life is threatened. You're assaulting me. It's assault when you threaten somebody on a phone like that.
Will you like to talk face to face, like I said before?
I told you, I'll meet you face to face, but the police is going to be there.
Okay, good. We'll talk face to face. Let's set up a date.
Why do you want to talk to me face to face anyway?
Because to prove to you that it is my phone.
How are you going to prove to me that it's your phone? I have a phone. I walked in the store and I bought it. I remember buying it.
I already have the pictures of the Craigslist.
Yeah, that's my phone.
That you try to sell.
That's my phone. I'm taking it actually down from Craigslist.
I have proof right now with the...
Where's your proof, dude? What proof do you have?
In my receipt. Bring the phone. I'll match up some numbers.
What? You're not going to match up the numbers. The numbers in the phone are
online. Bring your receipt. Bring your receipt as well from Best Buy. Do you have it?
Why would I waste my time, actually, meeting up with you?
You're the one that's saying I'm threatening and...
You are threatening me.
I want to do a lawsuit.
You are threatening me. I mean, you're threatening me by saying you want to meet me face-to-face, dude.
I'm ready to throw myself in.
Go ahead. Throw yourself in. Turn yourself in. Go to the police station.
Yeah, let's meet up.
You probably have a rap sheet a mile long, the way you sound.
Where you want to meet?
I don't want to meet with you. I told you.
All right,
I'm not going to meet with you.
I'm willing to turn myself in right now.
You want to turn yourself in? Go turn yourself in, but I'm not going to meet with you. There's no point in me going to meet with you. This is not your phone. It's my phone, and I'm not going to f*** around with you anymore.
I'm one click away of finding your information.
You're one click? What click are you going to click? What are you going to click? You're going to click what, dude? You're not going to find me.
I'm one click away of getting your information.
You're one click away from getting my information. From where? Where are you getting my information from? You can't get my information.
Don't even worry about that. The next call you will get will be from the cops.
What are you going to call up and say, somebody stole my phone? They're not going to show up.
I'm willing to bet you $1,000 that's my phone.
Dude, are you really this stupid?
I will find your address.
You going to go find my address? Is this going to be another threat? I don't know why you think I stole your phone.
It is my phone. I'm looking at it right now on Craigslist.
You're a clown, dude. Yeah.
So then he hangs up on you. Now, it's, you know, 3.5-4 weeks into this thing, you guys set up a meet that we knew he wasn't going to show up at.
And it was, like, at a casino, I think, in Lincoln City.
Yeah, we wanted to go as far as
possible. 2 hours away.
And we tried to, you'll hear us in the beginning, we tried to set up the time at, like, 6, so you had plenty of time to, like, drive out there, be stood up, and drive all the way back, because we had to do the morning show. You had to be up at, like, 4 a.m.
Oh, that's so thoughtful of you guys.
Nah, I think I don't want to have Ryan drive out there at 8 because he's not going to get back till 11. He's going to be hella tired.
I think 6:30. I do 2:40 right now, so I do 6:30.
Yeah, meet me there. You know, whenever. It's got to be tonight, though, because I'm going out of town, dude. I ain't got time to bullshit. Try to get a hold of you before this. You know, some people told me that it was your phone. I didn't realize it in the beginning. My bad, but, you know, I got to go out of town, so.
Okay, perfect.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
I hear you.
God, you always do that, man, with everybody. With everybody!
Yo!
What up?
Hello. Hey, the rooster, you there?
Yeah.
All right.
Hello?
The rooster, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Driving.
You're telling everybody, bro.
It's a miracle. I actually got you on the phone. I've got your phone here. I've got like 5 people that want to buy this phone. But there's been a couple people that have contacted me and said, you know, this is your phone. It belongs to you. And, you know, I've been thinking about it and I want to do the right thing. So you want your phone back?
Please.
I live way out in Newport. So I'm going out of town tomorrow. So that's to be done tonight. Can you get to Lincoln City to the casino?
When?
Tonight? It has to be tonight. I got 5 people that want to buy this right now. I mean, I'm doing this because I feel it's the right thing to do.
What time tonight?
The earlier, the better. What time can you get to Lincoln City?
Say 9.
9?
9 o'clock.
Okay. I mean, if that works, I'd like to do it earlier, but I mean, that's the only time. It's your phone.
Only to avoid rush traffic or...
Rush traffic? What the f*** is that?
To avoid traffic.
Oh, okay. We're going to do it 9 and avoid traffic. Okay, yeah, 9 o'clock. Just meet me by the front. I'm going to have an Oakland hat on.
An
Oakland Raiders hat. I'm going to have an Oakland Raiders hat on. You won't be able to miss me. I'll be right there with your phone.
All right, 9 o'clock at Lincoln City?
Yeah, you're not going to stiff me and not show up.
I'm going to be there at 9.
Do you have the phone with you right now?
The phone is in my hand right now.
Do you mind if you read the back number of the IME?
I'm not going to play bullshit games like this right now. Are you going to come out and get the phone or what?
All right, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, Lincoln City.
Why would you?
You swear.
If you're not there at 9:05, I'm selling it.
All right, 9 o'clock.
Can you give me some money, like a reward or something? You going to give me a reward or some sort of cash?
$20, that's all I have.
How much?
$20.
$20? I'm cool with $20.
Okay, cool.
You'll get your phone back. 9 o'clock, 9:05. I'm f***ing selling it, okay?
Okay, see you at 9 o'clock.
Bye.
Idiot. Why would he do 9 o'clock?
Traffic. Traffic.
He doesn't realize he's not going to get home until 11 or 11.
Oh,
midnight.
My God. He's not going to get home until like midnight.
He picked 9. I didn't pick 9.
I know. You tried to talk him out of it.
I was like, you sure you want to do it with that lady? He's like, rush traffic. I'm like, what? What the f***?
Why did you do it at 9?
Traffic.
So late.
Traffic.
I know, but
traffic.
Then you'd have to drive back 3 hours and wake up at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, because I just know it's like going to take me like 3 or 4 hours with traffic. So I'd rather just do it at nighttime where it's nice and cool and the roads are free.
Well, the next day, he shows up to work. He's tired. He's defeated. He said, I think you were like, you know, I'm just done with this phone.
Yeah,
I
threw in the towel.
Yeah.
I tapped out.
He can keep it. Because what was that like when you showed up and he wasn't there?
It was very...
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think I felt violated. I was like, this is BS. So I just like walked around, looked at the ocean for a little bit.
You looked at the ocean?
And then drove back.
Oh, man. Oh, that, you know, playing all this stuff back now, years later, I kind of feel bad. So, you know.
Yeah, it was... Like a month?
It was, this was the longest joke we've ever pulled out to Ron. It was month and a half, maybe, you know. And finally, when he threw in the towel, that's when I was like, here's your phone, bro. I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, I think that's the first time where I'm like, actually like 100% gave up on something,
yes.
You know. So I was like, I had that giving up feeling for the first time. Like, screw it, man. Screw it. Just
man's
let
broken.
It be. Got to continue somehow.
That's all you had to do in the very beginning. If you were just like, you know what, whatever, this guy's messing with me, I don't, you know. We would have pulled out the phone, but you just kept going.
I don't know what it was, because I wanted to see this guy and be like, I just wanted to, I don't know, maybe talk to him, get into his face a little bit, you know. I wanted to meet Mono Team Mono.
You were going to try to beat his weren't you?
Yeah, and I didn't have $20. I just wanted to get there and just like rob my phone back.
Even if he was going to give you the phone, you still would have, would you have taken a swing?
I mean, I would have played it cool, but I was going so crazy in my head where this guy's toying with me, you know.
For a month. You got to keep that. Anybody listening, you have to just keep that in, you know, top of mind for a month.
Yeah. So I was just like, I didn't care who it was or anybody. I was just going to go there, get my phone by any means necessary.
Wow, man. Speaking of going somewhere, your son has an appointment. So you gotta go.
Yes. Yes.
Because I don't want your wife getting mad at me because she's got no chill. But listen, I'm printing out some birthdays. We still got birthdays. So do me a favor.
Okay.
Call me from the car.
Okay.
We're not done, motherfucker.
I'll call you in the car.
I had another great throwback clip, the prize kitty, which we have to bring this back on this show, right? And I'll play for you. Screw it. I'll play for you right now. So we were doing some, I think we were launching. A baby doll with balloons because something happened. What are you doing?
Was there a piece of paper? Oh, I got the piece of paper.
You gotta go, bro. This is on you, motherfucker. His wife is gonna kill me and it's all his fault. So there's something on the news. I think it was like a doll attached to some balloons and people thought it was a baby and they went nuts. So we decided, wouldn't that be a good idea to reenact that out, but have the baby holding a prize? So we launched that, right? So we had helium tanks in the studio. Also the same day we were giving away, I think it was like an Xbox 360. Remember those? So we called up this lady, got the answering machine, and thus the prize kitty was born. Plus, who doesn't have an Xbox 360?
What if it goes to the answer machine?
That's a good point. We've never had that happen before.
Do you leave a message? Say, hey, sorry?
I'm feeling an answering machine, too.
Hi, you've reached Amy with my animal clinic in the Reeves household.
Oh, the animal clinic.
Message, and I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thanks.
What do we do?
You're the prize kitty.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go. All right, go ahead.
Meow. Thank you for calling. I am the prize kitty.
Getting dizzy.
Once again, I am the prize kitty. Meow. And you have won. 2 meows for you. Meow, meow.
And?
And not to mention.
Wait, hold on a second. Oh my god.
You want to stop, dude. He's
gonna
die.
Hit it.
And not to mention, you want an Xbox 360. Meow.
For not answering.
Meow.
Oh, perfect. Just a tie.
She's gonna get that like, what the hell?
Feeling dizzy.
Wait, is that her? Wait, hold up a second. We got caller ID. Is this Amy?
This is Amy.
Congratulations! Yeah!
Prize Kitty wanted to congratulate you in person.
Hey, you might want to erase that last message you just got.
It's okay, gold. I'll do
keep
that.
It. Keep it. It's gold.
Congratulations!
Meow.
Ah, oh, my favorite. So we got to bring the, you know, I'll have to get some helium tanks in here. And anytime you win, we'll have to go to the prize kitty. And we have a wheel that we can spin. So we'll put prizes on the wheel, and the prize kitty will decide what you win. Speaking of our games, we're going to have to postmatch two until tomorrow. And we're still debating on if we're going to bring back the $1,000 minute or what's that noise. So we're still kind of going back and forth, but one of those two is about to launch. I did want to say, if you're out there and you're sticking, you know, we always say here, always be sticking. Still works. Not as good, but it still works. But do me a favor. Just be respectful. I'll say it again. Be respectful with where you're sticking, because I got this email. I'm glad I'm kind of doing this without Denise in the room, because it would be a whole thing with Denise. But it reads, we're not certain who is responsible for the placement of the QR codes on our dispensers in the restroom, but it isn't an appropriate place for advertising. Please utilize, and I like this part of this email, please utilize the cockboards throughout the GTC campus or in the break rooms instead. What a nice message, by the way. You know, they could have just came after us, but actually gave a suggestion on where you could put up the QR code stickers, which I think it's awesome. So I don't know where GTC campus is. I'm guessing one of you do, because you obviously have been sticking. But do me a favor and be respectful and knock it off with the bathrooms. I just think that, again, when the email says, like, here's where you can put them up, I mean, that's awesome, you know? So appreciate you for that, and appreciate you all for sticking and getting the word out. Respectfully, of course. In fact, this might be a good minute to look at some of the different standings, the cities. You guys have really been doing an outstanding job with the stickers. It's amazing to me how people are seeing them and actually finding the show. Because it's one thing to, holy crap. Sorry, I'm just looking at the numbers. It's one thing for people to see like a QR thing or to scan it, you know. It's a whole other to actually find the show through that. Like, there's a bunch of people that have scanned them and now are avid listeners of the show. And if you're one of them, we'd love to hear from you. So drop me an email. It's hello@pkndk.com. Just tell me like where you saw it, how you found the show, especially if you found the show outside of radio. Always love hearing your stories. But yeah, this month. And remember, I won't harp on the actual months, but when we kicked off our QR stickers, only 5 people found the show that November. We actually were thinking at the end of the year we're gonna stop with the QR stickers, you know, because our philosophy is just try everything, see what works, you know. But December we had 29. Actually, I think it was in January that I thought about stopping them, because we had another 29 people, and these aren't the same people; it's different people every month. So January, another 29 people. I'm like, I don't know, maybe we could be better utilizing our efforts and money and time. But then something happened in February, 62, and then 162 in March, April, 168, 266 in May. So far, are you ready? 393 people in June have found the show through the QR stickers. That's insanity. As far as countries are concerned, the U.S., United Kingdom is still number 2, Mexico, France, Canada, and Italy. Cities-wise, New York is still... I mean, the amount of sticking I've been doing in Houston, for New York to still have the numbers that it has, it's, you know, part of me is so happy about that. The other part of me is so angry because I can't get Houston to beat New York again. Atlanta, number 3, Ashburn. I don't know who's sticking in L.A., but I appreciate you. And then Seattle, which is crazy. Here he is.
What up?
I was just reflecting on the QR code situation, man. 393 people this month.
Jesus, he's going up.
I know. 266 last month. I'm like, that's huge. I was also thinking about, like, I really do feel bad about the whole phone situation. I mean, part of me is, how many people out there have been able to run a practical joke for, like, over, you know, a month? So part of me is really proud. The other part of me does feel bad about that drive that you had to do.
You can make it up by getting the new iPhone 14.
When is that out? Do you know?
No, probably like September, fall.
Yeah, I keep seeing the commercials where they're doing the, I don't know if it's AT&T or Verizon or maybe it's T-Mobile, but they're like, the whole family can get the iPhone 13. And I'm thinking, who's signing up right now? Just wait till the 14 comes out.
Yeah, not only that, I know the iPhone 14 is coming out soon this year, but I've already seen articles about the iPhone 15. I'm like, come on, it's not even out yet.
Yeah, but I'll tell you why I'm waiting for the 14, because the camera is supposed to have a pretty big jump. So once that happens, I'm sure there's going to be some minor things that the 15 is going to have. But I don't think the camera is going to go a big jump back to back.
I heard the new iPhone is coming out. It's supposed to have a standard 48 megapixel.
Yeah, on the rear, and then the front's supposed to be pretty big, too.
Yep. I also heard it's going to be like 2-3 times more expensive for the, because you got to get the Max Pro.
Oh yeah.
You got to get the big, the most expensive one. So I heard it's going to be really up there.
Yeah, that's why I never, you know, I do the cell phone buying in this family. Like I'd like to not have Denise next to me when I'm getting the cell phones, because she's going to always be, you know, wanting the smaller storage size.
Yeah.
And then we got to figure out what to do because it's always full and all this stuff. It's like if she's not there to tell me, nah, we can't get the biggest size. And you want the bigger size.
You got to go with the bigger size.
How is the traffic, by the way?
Right now it's spotty, but I'm getting further than usual.
Okay.
I just saw a fire truck pass by me, so.
Oh, no.
Don't know what's up with that.
What's going on that it's so serious today? I mean, you know, granted, we should always have you out of here at this time, but like what's happening today?
It's not an official appointment. They squeeze them in there, and it's kind of a window that they're going to shoot us in between a certain time frame.
For your son, right? Is it a dentist?
Yeah.
What is he getting done?
I think they're going to clean and maybe pull a tooth. It's not too serious because he just has one baby tooth that's hanging on for its dear life, and that they could pull it. They said.
Oh, why did you do the little shoestring with the door? What are you doing?
I don't know.
We could have done it on the show. Get a nice little yank.
I don't know. Just even saying that, like, I can't even do that. Just even if I was there, it's not my tooth. I couldn't watch it. I wouldn't even allow it. It's too extreme for me.
Do kids do that at 12, or is that like a baby thing you do with the little string?
No, I think kids, yeah, they do it. I've seen videos of kids doing it. They tie it to like a baseball, and they'll throw the ball, and it pops up the tooth.
We done f***ed up. That's what we should have done. That would have been awesome.
Oh, no, I can't even, like, just picturing it just makes me cringe. I've seen, like, a drone. Somebody tied a tooth to a drone.
Oh, come on, bro. I got a drone. Let's go.
Nope.
We're f***ing up, man. You're not about the hits, kid. You're not about the hits.
Hurt me.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll make it there on time. You do have, you know, two birthdays I didn't want to miss. And if you get through this, $100 to one of these two names, go.
Okay. All right. Oh God. Okay, hold on. And just let me know when to go.
Motherfucker said go.
All right, here we go.
You better not be trying to bring it up to read it off of anything.
Here we go. And now we interrupt the regular.
You know what I'm gonna say, man.
Did you hear me? The phone's cracking up.
Uh-huh. My ass. You know what I'm gonna say.
Are you there? Damn it, man.
Nice try. You still missed a this. Why do you keep saying the?
I don't know. Oh, crap. I don't know. I really can't think right now.
Well, give it one more go, and then I'll go to AI Derine.
And now we interrupt this regularly scheduled show. We're going to do a good shout out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That was it.
Woo! Now,
okay.
I don't want you, I didn't think this through. How are you going to do this? Because I don't want you, like, reading something and smashing into somebody.
Tag me in.
Oh, Denise just walked in.
You can tag me.
We'll tag in Denise. Hello.
Hi.
How are we feeling today?
Been all right. I'm making soup, and I heard you guys need my help.
Do you feel worse than yesterday? What's happening?
I really have zero appetite, and I'm, like, sweating crazy. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah. If for any reason I don't know. I'm not contagious, I don't think, because it's in the GI. I don't know how I can give it to people, but I just wanted to stay away from you guys. Or then, like, wipe
Lysol
everything down.
Don't give a About me, huh?
Well, you're the one that wanted to come into bed.
Yeah, I know. I still want to.
Yeah, and I was like, get sleep downstairs.
Did you get your results back? Aren't you supposed to get results back today?
I keep checking. I haven't seen anything yet today. Yeah.
All right. So Denise is going to actually do the names, and you'll close it out. Go ahead.
All right.
Go, go.
Okay. So we got two birthdays. The first one is to Ben Kessler, turning 19. Happy birthday, buddy. Ben. He's always very active on Instagram. Happy birthday.
What was that? Did you get in a wreck?
No, he was saying happy birthday.
No, I was saying, happy birthday, Big Ben.
Did you say he's 19?
19.
That's cool. I didn't realize, like, the ages of people that listen to our show. I didn't, that's awesome.
And finally, Anthony Vega, turning 13 years old. His mom writes in, happy birthday to my newly teenage son. Mommy loves you. Hope Ryan can get him that $100 for his birthday.
Yeah, that was a difficult one today because, he had to do it from the car.
Oh, and, yeah, he hasn't got it since, like, September last year.
True, it has been on an entire
year. Who's counting?
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. All right, do you want to give him the song or what?
Yeah, happy birthday to Ben Anthony.
Here's your birthday song. It isn't very long.
Hey! Your phone is overmodulated.
Yeah,
it sounds like.
What's going on with your phone?
I feel like that sounds like.
I'm yelling really, really loud.
Well, stop
it.
Because
I'm in my car, and you can do that.
Well, you're in the red, and it's not very pleasing to my ears. I'm gonna end my time here. Goodbye.
All right. I hope you feel better.
Okay.
She's gone. She's outie. Outie 5-0. Did you have a final thought? I guess we could save that for tomorrow. There was something else I wanted to talk to you about, and I forgot.
Oh, damn. This is a nice car that's next to me.
What is it?
Look up this. A G550. G550 4x4.
2021 G550. It's an SUV?
Nah, it's like a... I don't know what it looks
like.
Yeah,
oh,
like
my
a,
God. How much you think that costs?
I don't, it's a in matte black. Oh, it's a Mercedes, too.
Yeah, 131,000. 131,000. I've ridden one of those before. I'm not really a big fan of them. Like, the outside I like, but the inside feels kind of bare, the bare minimum. It's hard to describe. It doesn't feel very luxurious on the inside.
Yeah, you know what? I like them too. I'm going to get one, but the gas mileage is just not there for me.
Well, you just said I like them. I was going to get one.
Yeah. But that gas mileage, man, it's just horrible.
Yeah.
Right?
And I've heard that too.
No, thank you.
You know the ones I really was impressed with? I think, is it Land or the other Rover? I think it's the Land Rover. What's the expensive one? There's Land and what's the other one? You know the other Rover? Wait, Denise, what? Range Rover.
Oh, Range Rover. Yeah, I think that's the most expensive one.
Hold on, let me bring it up. I've never ridden it. Yeah, I think those are the expensive ones. No, this is a Land Rover. I don't know. One of those two. I didn't ride inside, but I sat in one. I was like, man, this looks really cool. It felt good, you know?
Yeah, roomy?
Yeah, roomy. It's, you know, man, I just wish we had money. But, you know, just got to be happy with what you have, which is, we've got our feet in our ladies' cars.
We have our bikes. Bicycle bikes.
Our bikes, yeah. We got some pretty awesome bikes. We don't even have chains on our bikes. We've got the belt bikes.
Yeah, man. We're doing good. We're doing great.
Not too shabby, you know? Plus, I've always been told you can't compare yourself to other people, so be happy about being broke.
Damn right.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm still jealous. But yeah.
Yeah, me too. 100%. I'm just talking right now. Are you is the traffic still moving?
Right now I'm it's clear right now.
Well, good stuff, man. Get home safe. Get there on time. More importantly than being safe, get there on time.
Okay. Talk
bye.
To you later.
That's not how we say bye here. All right, well, with that, I did want to give some love to Bethany, who's been sticking in Tennessee, Sherelle in New Orleans, T. Rowe at Publix and at the racetrack. Please be respectful if you're hitting up those spots, and Amber Dutchess on the East Coast. So really love y'all for being out there, for sticking. Hopefully tomorrow, I guess we have to do two things tomorrow. We got to do the listener of the week and the stick job of the week, the sticking of the week. I don't know what to call it yet, but two important things to get to tomorrow. And I think that's pretty much it for today. So thank you so much for listening. Remember, we definitely appreciate any kind of love slap. So if you like the show, if you want to keep it going and you have an extra dollar or two, you can do that online at pkndk.com, or we have great merch for you. I'm going to put the kindness cards up here I'm waiting for one more thing to come in, and then they'll be ready to go. But until July 1st, you can still pick up Derine's Sporadical shirt, and then that's going to be gone. And we got some pretty fun designs that we've been thinking about throughout the show in the last week or two. So we'll definitely have some other designs popping up from time to time. But if you want to pick up Sporadical, you can right now. The show's one more time. You know them by now. But I'm just going to keep hammering you with them because we want you to show up. July 1st, Hubbard Inn. September 2nd, Vinyl out in VA. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, bye.
And the podcast replays on. No matter my metro, take them on the go. Atlanta to Fresno, to the Gulf of Mexico.
I hope everybody had a good run of life. I love you guys. That's the end of the story.
PK's podcast.